在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
The finance ministers and central bankers of 24 advanced and developing countries are discussing reforms collectively advanced by the G7 group of industrial nations, in other words, Europe, North America, and Japan. Christine Lagarde is the French economy minister.
The fact that we're asking more transparency, more disclosure by the banks on the one hand, the fact that we're asking for better liquidity by the banks as well, is certainly going to help the current crisis.
Lagarde spoke to Bloomberg Television. The G7 proposals are usually accepted by the IMF's governing board. On Friday evening, U.S. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson hosted a meeting of his colleagues from Europe, Canada, and Japan, along with commercial bankers impacted by the current credit squeeze, the world's most significant financial turmoil since the Asian crisis 10 years ago. Addressing the IMF panel Saturday, Paulson said that the first 6 months of 2008 will be difficult for the U.S. economy, which may have already entered its first recession since 2001. Paulson is calling on the 185-member nation IMF to sharpen its focus on currency exchange rates and to more closely monitor financial markets. These weekend meetings are the regular semi-annual gatherings of the IMF's governing panel, whose developing country members include, among others, China, India, South Africa, Saudi Arabia, and Venezuela. The challenges currently facing the world economy are unusual, since at the same time that economic growth is slowing, inflationary pressures are rising. Oil has touched a record $112 a barrel, and the price of rice has nearly doubled in just 3 months. IMF economists expect the world economy to slow to under 4% growth in 2008, its slowest performance in 5 years. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.